What is literary tourism?
Literary tourism's a fairly well-developed phenomenon in the United States and Europe and England, but it's new to South Africa, and it basically involves people who are really interested in writers and have favorite books even, who would like to go to places associated with those writers and with those books. Some people, when they read, they imagine these places, but the idea of literary tourism is that you might actually visit a house where a famous writer, or not so famous writer, someone that you're interested in, was once living or wrote something that you enjoy reading. So it's linking writers and place. That's really what literary tourism at its most basic form involves.
And then how do you relate that to the province of KwaZulu-Natal?
Well, in this province, we've got a huge number of really talented writers. What we've tried to do in developing literary tourism in this province is look at writers both living and those who've gone before, men, women, black, white, various language groups. And it started off by trying to gather information on these writers and then trying to link them together in certain ways, either in trails, which perhaps we'll talk about a little bit later, but really in terms of a website where one try to imagine and see a map of KwaZulu-Natal and how writers fit into this province of KwaZulu-Natal. So in other words, someone like Alan Paton, for instance, who's a big name from this region, where would he have lived? Where did he go to school? Where did he go to university? What did he write? Can you link places that he wrote about and perhaps lived in to the here and now? And try and make those kind of links. So in KZN, it's been really an exciting province to work with. We've got writers like Tina Mhlophe, Lewis Nkosi, Marguerite Poland, Douglas Livingston, June Drummond, from the long dead and gone Ryder Haggard, who had some formative years in this part of the world. So for KZN, there are a number of writers you can think about, and there are a number of things you can think about associated with those writers.
What trails has KZN Literary Tourism developed?
Well, this has been a really, I think trails really link writers and their public in the most intimate way, because what we've tried to do is take some standalone writers that might be, from a tourist point of view, well known, either locally or from abroad, and link a series of places associated with those writers. So we started off with Ryder Haggard, who is linked to the Anglo-Zulu battlefields. And as you know, there's a number of tourist initiatives already around the battlefields. And he's someone who was a bestseller in his time. He's never been out of print. And like him or not, he's had a profound influence on how a certain time looked at Africa and how they imagined Africa. So that trail takes you from Durban to Pietermaritzburg, where he was working for Shepston and Bulwer. Takes you up to Newcastle, where he farmed ostriches. And then it takes you round to the battlefields, where he in fact wasn't, but he wrote about them in some of his works, like Jess, Nod of the Lily, and loops you to Mkuzi in northern Zululand, Ghost Mountain Inn, and brings you back to Durban. So that's a pretty big loop that takes a number of days to accomplish. We've focused on Alan Paton and his Maritzburg years, so there's a trail you can do which takes a morning or an afternoon in Pietermaritzburg, taking you from his birthplace, his school, his university, and various sites associated with his life in Pietermaritzburg. A new initiative is trying to develop area-specific trails. So we've done one on Grey Street writers, which links together a number of South African Indian writers, and takes you to a particular part of Durban which has been always linked to Indian settlement, which is Grey Street, now renamed, but in popular memory it'll, I think, always be Grey Street. So that's a walking trail that you can do over a few hours through a very busy part of Durban's inner city district. And about to come out is a trail developed by Niall McNulty, who's been working very closely with this project since its beginning. So whenever I say we, I actually mean Niall and myself. And he has developed Cato Manor Trail, Writer's Trail, and that's going to be really exciting. That's an area that combines Indian writers and African writers, and it is also going to have a community outreach segment to it, because we're hoping to train guides from the community to be able to go around with people and explain things literally on the ground. And that one is quite exciting for us, because that's now sponsored by the Itegwini municipality, and that's our first sponsored trail.
What future developments are in store for KZN Literary Tourism this year?
Well, we're hoping to develop another trail or two, depending on sponsorship there and on resources. We're hoping to do a trail on the Midlands of KwaZulu-Natal, which is already a well-developed tourist trail for crafts and the arts generally. But that would be great to have a literary tourism trail going around there, with a number of writers associated with the Midlands. Writers like Imran Kuvadia, Wilbur Smith, believe it or not, who went to Michael House School. And there are a number of other ones that we're going to have on board as well. So that's one. There's potential to do a literary pub trail and the same lines that one can do in Dublin. And this would be a really interesting nightlife kind of trail, I guess. Yeah, but the famous Zulu poet Benedict Wallet Vilakazi, we're trying to see if we can develop a trail around him.
A tourist has a day to spend in Durban. How would you suggest he or she does it?
Well, for a start, they have got to do the Grey Street Trail. That's a must. That'll take a few hours in the morning. And in fact, I would suggest doing it in the morning, because it's quieter. Grey Street's a really busy trading area, so, you know, mornings are better, and you could land up having a bunny chow or, you know, some sort of a curry at Little Gujarat, which is a little eating place in Grey Street. So that's an obvious must. I think a really interesting thing to do, if you're interested in a history of Durban and things African, is to go up to the Killie Campbell Africana Library. You have to book ahead, but you could have a look around their beadwork collection. It's the most beautiful old Cape Dutch home, high up on the Berea, with a lovely garden. And you get a really good view over Durban from there too. So I think that's quite a nice thing to do. And near there, if you're in that neck of the woods, you know, you could always land up going down Florida Road, which has got a whole collection of eateries and pubs and art galleries. There's the African Art Gallery has moved there. It's got a stunning collection of artwork. And even a little bit further down, if you continue down then into an extension of Florida Road, for a literary person, you must end up at Ike's Bookshop, or include Ike's Bookshop along the way. That's got a terrific collection of Africana and secondhand books that you can purchase, and a lovely veranda you can sit on and, you know, flip through a book and listen to the call for prayer from the mosque over the hill.